Ottawa Public Health, OPH, is reporting two new COVID-19-related deaths in the city while the number of outbreaks at local healthcare institutions nears 150. The latest people to die due to COVID-19 in Ottawa were in their 70s and 80s. As of Friday, January 14, 2022, there have been 640 deaths due to the virus in the city. This is how the deceased break down by age group. Two people in their 20s, one in their 30s, 8 in their 40s, 32 in their 50s, 76 in their 60s, 121 in their 70s, 220 in their 80s, and 180 in their 90s. OPH says there are 145 COVID-19 outbreaks in local healthcare institutions, which is up 11 from Thursday. There is still one outbreak linked to an Ottawa childcare center and one linked to a school as well. The number of hospitalizations in Ottawa is up to 61, with 8 patients in intensive care units, ICU. The number of local residents in ICU with COVID-19 hasn't changed for a few days. Across Ontario, there are 3,814 people in the hospital with the virus, up from 3,630 reported a day ago. Another 42 people have died from the virus. There are also 527 COVID-19 patients in the ICU, up from 500 on Thursday. There are 288 patients on a ventilator. According to Ministry of Health data, 53% of hospitalizations with the virus were admitted to the hospital for COVID-19 and 47% were admitted for other reasons but have since tested positive for the virus. For those in the ICU, 80% were admitted for the virus and 20% tested positive after being admitted for other reasons. The province just started reporting whether COVID-19 hospitalizations were people admitted for the virus or with the virus, and the chief medical officer of health said he wants to see similar type of data for deaths. OPH is reporting 431 new cases of COVID-19 on Friday, but says testing is still extremely limited in the city. OPH continues to ask everyone with COVID-19 symptoms, who is not a healthcare worker, to simply stay home and isolate instead of seeking a PCR test. Residents being tested for COVID-19 are seeing positive results 26.4% of the time. That's a drop from 32% reported on Thursday. OPH says 80% of the city's population has had at least two doses of a COVID-19 vaccine, as it continues to encourage all eligible residents to get their jabs. When it comes to third dose coverage, 86% of those 80-plus have had theirs, 84% of 70-to-79-year-olds have had theirs, 72% of 60-to-69-year-olds have had their third shots, 60% of 50-to-59-year-olds are covered by three doses, 50% of those in their 40s have had their third shots, 41% of those in their 30s have been boosted, and 31% of residents between 18 and 29 years old have had their third vaccines. The health unit adds, 65% of children between the ages of 5 and 11 have their first doses. Ottawa's medical officer of health is hopeful that number can reach 70% by the time kids return to in-person learning on Monday. With files from Michael Ranger, City News.